This is the Nightcap with Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Running on a Friday, and that means a packed house to start the show. Sean King doing his dance,
yes, feeling sir, good over there. It's Friday.
Look at Sean.
I don't got no job.
Yes, you do. Co-host of this show. I'm pretty sure.
This is a passion. This is not a job. When you love what you do, it's not work.
That is true. That is true. That is true. Well played. Darren Banks, Banksy, college football sharp, and the boss man, Derek Stevens. No Wilbo today. No big balls. He is. He said after I made my, he brought home his lock of the week. Just gonna retire on those winnings.
Smart.
Yeah, I think usually we say he's on assignment, but actually, where'd you say he's in Michigan right
he's
now?
He's in Michigan. I don't know what he's doing.
We don't know.
Missing a weekend at Stadium Swim during football. Who's his boss? Who would let him? Oh, yeah, I guess.
Big Balls had a long weekend last week. And, he was up at Stadium Swim all day, early and late. And then I think he got walloped by Life is Beautiful.
Yeah.
How was that, by the way? Green Day last Saturday night. Billie Eilish. How was Billie Eilish? You were all excited for that one, Banksy.
You know what? Green Day was, I didn't expect them to be that good, but they were awesome. And then Billie Eilish, her music's different.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it, it was really entertaining. I really enjoyed it. And again, my buddy's son dates her.
Wow.
So it was kind
That's
of fun.
Cool.
And I was supposed to get the whole backstage thing, but it didn't happen. I don't know. You've heard that one before, right? Hey, come on backstage. We got you.
No, it was a heck of a festival. I mean, Billie Eilish, Green Day, Ludacris had a great show. ASAP Rocky was one that a lot of people really loved. Dylan Francis. So it was a great, great weekend in downtown Las Vegas. I think they set records of 55,000 people a day.
Wow. So we got a lot to get to. Big weekend, as it always is, of sports. Sean is cheering on the Liberty Flames here. He needs he needs a lot of points and
man,
and
I
fast.
Heard it was a first round draft pick at quarterback in this game. I'm hoping to see him soon. We got about 6 minutes or 15 seconds up in the third quarter.
Sean never takes responsibility for any of his plays. He just blames other people. So I was just talking earlier this week about Malik Willis, their quarterback, who I've watched quite a bit and I've been impressed. And he's having a tough time. I also said yesterday that Syracuse D-line is good, but he said, no, they're not. But clearly.
Well, I believed you, and I still believe in him. I just hope before it's too late, whatever elite ability he has, it manifests itself in this actual game.
But I think the before we get to sports, though, I think the important stuff is you're all over the news lately. What's going on? Tell the VSiN viewers. Because you have become quite the news story on local affiliates. There's some national interest out there. A tweet that you sent out has, as the kids say, gone viral.
Yeah, we had a situation last weekend.
I saw the footage.
Yeah, I put a tweet out. And, for those of you who don't know, we have a statue at the D Las Vegas. We brought in a replica of the original mannequin piss. From Brussels, Belgium. Now, it's Vegas size, so he's double the size and all that. But this is a beloved little man here. He's the mascot for the D. You remember, our tagline is long on fun, short on ordinary. He represents everything we've been talking about. And there was some vandalism that took place. It's clear it wasn't malicious,
right.
But... it's also clear there was a lot of alcohol involved with this group of 11 people that took down my little man. Now think about this. He's less than 5 feet tall. 5 feet tall. But he weighs over 500 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. This guy's literally built out of brass and copper. and it got toppled, and now it's turned into a news story and all that. So we're trying to figure out what we can do with him. We're going to hopefully be able to rehab him, but we're still waiting on some metallurgical doctor advice.
Now, were they upset because he didn't talk back to him? Or did they give, like, a reasoning?
Here's the thing. It's like, Who doesn't like him? He's been sitting there smiling, a little bit irreverent.
It didn't seem like they didn't like him. They wanted to dance with him.
They wanted to dance with him. He's not made for dancing. He's made for standing.
So we miss him.
When did it happen? Because I've seen the footage. Check out Derek's Twitter feed if you want to see the footage, the security cam.
Yeah.
It was like a group of like 20 some odd people, like gyrating, dancing. Someone was getting up there, getting a little too close for comfort, and then he fell.
Yeah, fortunately, those individuals didn't get hurt because a little 500-pound man's going to hurt somebody. Yeah, I mean, everybody feels bad. Everybody loves Mannequin Piss. And this is the version, Mannequin Piss LV. Everybody loves him. He just never stops smiling, and he's our mascot. So we put the video out there. And, you know, the one thing about Vegas I found out, everybody loves security footage, right? There's an element where security footage makes it go, oh, God, everybody likes to see behind-the-scenes stuff.
At Derek J. Stevens, if you want to see the footage of this. But yeah, I was noticing the other day, it was a Thursday night football. You were getting interviewed for this as opposed to, you know, what's happening here at the sports book?
Yeah. I wasn't quite expecting that to happen, but yeah.
Oh, man. So there you go. There's the big news in town. So check out Derek's Twitter feed if you want to see the security footage of Mannequin Piss going down.
All right. I see, little buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We got a lot of business to attend to. We'll get to our picks in the next segment. But when it comes to last night, not ideal with the Houston Texans. I gotta imagine everybody was laying the points.
You
in
know,
that spot with the Panthers.
Yeah, it was a situation where. definitely, when people say casinos never lose, they never been booking that type of Thursday night game. I can tell you that there wasn't a single thing that went right. You know, I mean, it was kind of a runaway as far as the betting action went. And you know, then you throw on the under. It was about exactly what everybody predicted.
So people like the under too.
Absolutely. I mean, the house last night, we needed the over, and the house really, really needed the dog, really needed Mills to come out, and it was a player's day.
Banksy, by the way, did you see him yesterday, Banksy?
I did not. What happened?
Do you want to, like, make the announcement now that you're heading into the NASCAR field full-time?
Listen, I just went to a NASCAR event. A friend of mine sponsors a car. I didn't know I was going to be there all day.
You were in the full getup,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Listen, he said, here's a shirt. I kind of matched with the shirt. Gave me the hat. Got right in there. We got to see the car.
You could fit.
He was
with the pit crew.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I heard people, like, they're walking up to me. They're like, you're part of the crew? You're part of the crew? And I'm like, funny. I just said, yeah.
Yeah, I'm part of it.
Part of the crew. But it was great. My buddy's got a 17-year-old girl racing a car, and I forget the name of the thing. These people here go from that race to become NASCAR, full NASCAR drivers. She was 17 years old. She made the 150 laps last night. She had three little wrecks, which I thought was awesome. Her car was, like, destroyed. But she finished the race, which was unbelievable. And, again, you got to remember, she's 17. She's racing against 30, 40-year-old guys, and she stuck right in there, and she sticks her nose in there, and she's a hardcore racer. She's great, JoJo.
We've got to get Banksy's black book because he has the coolest group of friends.
Oh, he knows everybody.
My friend, and then it's like this amazing adventure and story. Can we get an invite?
Yeah, well, you could have came last night. I don't know if we'd had a shirt to fit you, but you could have came. You could have been right there with me.
Look
at this shirt.
Yeah, it was too long
look
of a day.
How deep a cut.
Hey,
I know. Look at that. I mean,
do we have to wait to the next segment for what I got to say today?
Yes.
Do we have to wait?
Yes, yes.
I mean, we got 2 minutes. You want to fit it in those 2 minutes?
No, let's go on. I'll wait.
All right.
We'll wait.
Yeah, we got the South Point 400 this week. Just how far away is the racetrack from here?
It's about, maybe 10 miles or something.
That's not bad.
No, not bad.
I'm surprised. You haven't thought about getting a little wrap on a car there?
Oh no, we've done many of them.
Have you?
Yeah. We do trade deals. We do things for hotel rooms. We sponsor a few.
That's pretty cool.
So every time, you know, when whatever city NASCAR goes to, mm-hmm. you obviously have the national sponsors, but you also have some of the local sponsors.
Got the promotion today. Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Franchise.
Spider got
demoted.
Got
there we go.
Franchise. Franchise is salt of the earth. I mean, he's a great guy, man. He's unbelievable.
Just had his birthday last week.
There we go.
Yeah. By the way, Malik Willis is finally starting to look like he might be like a fifth-round pick.
But Liberty touchdown's going to be called back here. He was out of bounds multiple times, it looks like.
Uh-oh.
By the way, so we got the hometown team tonight, UNLV. Actually have kicked off, I believe. They're taking on Fresno, who that was one of the more entertaining football games I've watched all season. The comeback last weekend. Is there anybody taking the points with UNLV tonight?
I just looked right as we're getting on. It doesn't seem like it.
This is a trap game for me for Fresno.
See, if it was anybody but UNLV, I would have played the other team.
I would take the points in UNLV just because I don't know, coming off of the UCLA win, if Fresno really was locked in this week. I can see a 27-3 win where they don't cover.
Well, we'll get that game on here. Yeah. UNLV is just, they are just that bad. But, hey, we're cheering for the hometown team. Hopefully they can get it and hopefully help out the books, because based off last night, they
you guys needed a little bit. Leave mannequin piss alone. Yeah. He's there to be looked at, touched.
Banksy and Derek, of course, they're sticking around for another segment. It is the Nightcap here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the Nightcap here on VSiN. The crew is here. Oh, 2/3 of them. 66% ain't bad.
Hey, Wilbo, we miss you, by the way, too, man. We'll see you next Friday, bro.
Big
Get
ball.
Back safe.
I do have the Big Balls play of the week. He has let me know what it is from his undisclosed location from all of his winnings from the Cowboys winning last weekend. So he let us know. We got our survivor picks to get to. We got some college football going on. Sean's trying to will the Liberty Flames to victory here.
I'm looking good in everywhere, but we got some work to do in Liberty Syracuse. I think we'll be okay in Charlotte. They don't have any timeouts. Middle Tennessee doesn't, so I got it at 2.5, so we should be good there.
Should be good.
Yeah.
42-39, little Friday Night Football. Charlotte and Middle Tennessee, as Sean mentioned. Charlotte laying 2.5, so should be able to bring that one home. This is a bit of a surprise, and Derek, you mentioned this is shaping up to be a good result for the book. Wake Forest is pounding Virginia right now.
Really? I think with this Wake Forest team is surprising people. I mean, the undefeated team right here. They're going to go to 4-0. They're a dog today, and boy, they look great tonight.
Yeah,
great
tonight. Took Wake Forest on the money line.
There
did
go.
Money points. Yeah. Good.
Money line, closed here at circa plus 147, plus 140 in most spots. And yeah, Wake Forest won, cruised to victory last weekend against Florida State, 3-0, and beating Virginia up pretty good. Virginia, who lost last week to North Carolina. All right, Banksy, you come in, you're looking very confident today with like half your shirt off.
You have a lot of buttons unloosed. This is why. Like, I know it gets hot when you're hydrating.
By the way, before you get to what you need to say, we need to figure out. You won your bet, so I don't know what I need to do to repay the bet. So you took
Stanford. Decided.
Okay.
I decided what you're gonna do.
Uh-huh.
You can't have a cocktail with us, but what you're gonna do, you're gonna wear a tux right there on the show, full tux.
All right.
I want the bow tie, shirt, not running shoes. I want the whole suit right here.
Oh, I got Nikes.
Yeah. No one cares.
No.
I get to see that, but the fans don't know.
That's why
people
you don't go into bets without knowing
what
you're
want.
Risking.
I know.
We can't have these with us, so I figured he likes to wear t-shirts. I'm cutting that out. I want to.
Can I just wear like a shirt and tie?
No.
You don't
get to negotiate. You lost.
All right.
Listen, I got another bet this week for you.
Okay. I'm going to take the other side, double or nothing. There you go, Liberty. All right.
Hang on, I got to look at my phone again. I can't remember what it was.
Yesterday, I saw Banksy after the show, and he goes, "You want another college football play?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." He goes, "All right, I got to find one."
There we go. That's
so I got terrific. Wisconsin.
Oh, you're going to minus against my six. Irish.
I'm not even taking him on the money line. Minus six.
Oh my goodness.
Tomorrow.
You know he's a huge Notre Dame guy.
Well, yeah. I'm going for blood.
All right. Double or nothing. No. If this comes home, I'll wear the tux.
No.
You're wearing the tux no matter what. You already locked. Go rent it. I don't care. There's a lot of places in here in Vegas. You can rent a tux. I'll even take you to the place. I know one.
Of course
rent
you
a tux.
Do.
You're winning. You're gonna wear a tux.
Well, I mean,
we're gonna sit here.
I'll be
you
honest.
Won't look this good, but
hey, by the way,
at a principle, I mean, I gotta go against you. As I have talked all week, I don't love Notre Dame in this spot. I think the defensive line of Wisconsin is absolutely gonna ravage the offensive line. I took the under 47.5 when it opened. I think that has been probably where the money's been coming in so far. I think I saw 45 now, pretty much across the market. But that's where I stand. But at a principle, I got to go against you on this one. So I'll be there after the show tonight. I'm taking a red eye. Derek didn't have any accommodations in private aviation, so I had to get on an American flight. So I will be headed to the airport after the show and flying overnight.
Right to O'Hare?
Right into O'Hare.
All right.
5:35 Central. I'll be wheels down in Chicago. Game at 11 Central.
Rated Soldier Field.
Soldier Field?
No home field advantage.
None. So
look out, Wisconsin.
By the way, don't look now, but the UNLV Rebels are up 7-0.
Yeah, hometown team, baby.
But when you get in those 30.5 numbers, it's
whoa.
If the underdog can get to 14 or 17, it's hard to cover.
Is Hayner playing?
I don't know. I didn't know. And if he was, I figured he wasn't going to be 100%.
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah, that's
Hayner's
him.
Playing.
It's a first half action. First half closed at, I think, at
19.
Fresno at 19. And when you have a dog up seven,
that's good.
There we go. We'll
there we
see.
Go. I mean, I said it before. If this was anybody but UNLV, I would have been all over this spot.
This is a bad spot for Fresno.
Short week, emotional game. Your quarterback gets banged up. But yeah, good for UNLV, hometown team. Let's get that cover. Get that cover running.
Hey, what's the graphic we're showing right now? Who has a money line spread of minus 12,500 with a 3,000 comeback?
I believe that would be
Fresno. So right now, UNLV up 7. I guess that's DraftKings that we show. Is
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we get plus 3,000 on them to win.
Well, let's get to you heard the news. Sean's no longer in your Survivor.
I know. I'm very sad. I mean, you got like I said before. I mean, I want people I know to be able to win this, you know, and that's why I was rooting for you.
I take success and failure the same way. They're all lessons, so I learned a valuable lesson. If I'm going to try and not use the more likely winners early, then I need to do all six entries. So I tried to do an inverted Survivor where I used off-brand teams early and saved the stronger programs for later, and it bit me, so I learned.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things. I mean, by the time you get to like a week 12, week 13, you want those teams there, but
you got to get there.
You got to get there. Yeah. You got to get there. If you get to week 12, week 13, then you get a little more flexibility where you can actually take real money and hedge and other things like that.
Right.
But yeah, you got to get there. But no, what happened last week for the contestants that were on both the Steelers and Seahawks, it was a rough go. It was a rough go.
Yeah.
What was the game that would have knocked everyone out almost? Because the Chiefs lost.
Browns.
Browns-Texans.
If Tyrod Taylor doesn't get hurt, you might have seen carnage.
Yeah, Browns was right there. And then also, remember, let's not forget about what happened on Monday Night Football. Detroit Lions
are up
17-14 at halftime. There was a lot of sweat going around because that was about a third of the pool right there. You know, and then obviously second half, the Packers just dominated.
And maybe Sean King should listen to his panel right here.
We're all alive.
He'd still be playing.
We're all still
he'd
alive.
He'd still be playing. And he wouldn't even tell us what his picks were.
Well, because the other competitors listen.
So if it wasn't, listen it now, wasn't she would have been selfishness. Okay.
It was not selfishness. I take all the information in. I also should go with my first instinct because I sat here on the show and for weeks I said, I'm taking the Texans in week one. And then we got to week one and I didn't do it. Then after I was still alive after week one, I said, I'm taking the Washington football team on Thursday. And then I didn't do it at the last minute. I'd still be alive with two entries if I just listened to my first instinct.
Or us.
That is true. We are.
You're a college sharp. You're not an NFL sharp.
I haven't lost
don't
the NFL
look now.
Either.
Liberty has just tied it up. Sean Whoa. King talking smack about Malik Willis.
Hey, man,
Willis.
Malik Willis for president, baby. Let's go. Number seven on the field, number one in your hearts.
All right, so let's get to the survivor. And just a reminder, we still haven't figured out what the winner gets. We'll decide that later. Banksy's clearly figured out good bets. Now I have to go get a tuxedo. What color should it be? Do I need to do like Dumb and Dumber tuxedo, or is it can I just like wear a black?
Obviously, you seem to like that already.
No,
I don't know. Right
you've already came up with the idea, so I gotta.
No, you wear what you want, but I want full tux, coat, bow tie, shirt done up.
All right, next. I don't know how long it takes to get one of those, but I'll go. I wore one to the opening here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just go do like in the high school prom. Go to like a Cicino's or somewhere and get like the real shiny shoes.
I'm going to look up cheapest tuxedo. You know what? People need to wait because we only have a minute left. We got Survivor to play. We got Big Ball's Plick of the Week. You know, you guys aren't doing anything right on a Friday night. No better place to be. Hang out right here. We got to talk about the Spartans. Sean King is captain of Sparty
Team
there.
Team Sparty, let's go, baby.
Winning by three touchdowns.
Got the Cornhuskers and Scott Frost coming in town tomorrow. We're ready to go.
So we got a lot to get to. Your Wolverines are pulverizing teams.
Greg Schiano coming to the big house.
This week?
We'll hang out another segment. How's that sound?
We're going to hang out one more segment. Just an update. Liberty has tied things up. So I know Scott Seidenberg. It was all over Liberty, wrote it up for the website.
He was.
You followed
I need
suit.
Liberty in the worst way.
We've got a little competition this weekend.
I have him in that.
So Liberty has tied things up, 21 apiece. Stick around. The Nightcap Survivor, Big Ball's Guarantee of the Week. All that coming up on the other side. It is the Nightcap right here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSiN free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to VSiN.com data and analysis. You get everything VSiN has to offer for only $22 a month. Sign up now. Head over to VSiN.com/subscribe. Alongside Super Bowl champ Sean King, it's Friday, so we got the crew here. Well, two out of three ain't bad. Darren Banks, former Boston Bruin. By the way, I watched last Friday night, went home, watched the Netflix special. If anyone hasn't watched Untold Crime and Penalties, it is absolutely phenomenal. It is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Is this where we talked about it?
Yeah, last week.
So on Tuesday night, I'm at home. I'm going through Netflix. I go, Nicole, there's this show I got to watch, but I can't remember where we were talking about it. Maybe it must have been in the last segment on last Friday night.
I forgot about it, too.
I watched it. I couldn't believe it.
It was unbelievable.
The kid was unbelievable.
Oh, it's
the dad was unbelievable.
And the funny part is that's the year I retired, and I didn't know about it, but I started hearing, I heard things, but I didn't hear about what happened during that whole thing. I was like, oh yeah, Dan Barry's got a team, but I don't know what league that's in. And I was kind of done, so I didn't really care anymore. But
what's it called again?
Untold Crime and Penalties.
Oh,
it is
awesome.
About a team called the Danbury Thrashers. Was paying Trashers who was paying people under the table. It was just fighting all the time. And the great thing was, it all comes full circle because the commissioner hated them and then loved them. And then the FBI busts. I mean, it's incredible. It is truly remarkable.
It was amazing. You know, I thought about it. Nicole and I were talking. And we were like, wait, when did Banks retire? When we're thinking about, you know what? Your life might have been a lot different if you played for the Trashers. and it might not have been in a good way. You know, that was crazy.
But all of those guys, so they absolutely, the owner's name is James Galante, and he went to prison multiple times, but they loved him. They absolutely loved him because he treated him right.
And the funny thing is, the team went to the finals.
They had an NHL dude on the team.
Well, yeah, Rupp. I can't remember his first name. But they handed him a duffel bag full of cash. It was like unbelievable how the whole
Michael
world things
Rupp.
Went on. Yeah,
Michael Rupp.
And you
they
know,
got Wayne Gretzky's brother.
Brent. Who's like he's a cop now. In Brantford, Ontario.
It was amazing.
I was intrigued at so many different levels with that movie and with that history, that documentary, from a marketing perspective and from an ownership perspective, and then how you motivated a town. I mean, Banks, I mean, you know.
By the way, sorry to interrupt. My wife is from a town called Southbury, Connecticut, which is like next door to Danbury. It is a sleepy, sleepy area. And to watch those videos of that town just being as crazy as they were, and the Section 102 was nuts.
Section 102.
It was amazing.
I was thinking, like, we were talking about, like, you know, you could get every person out of their seat at the old Boston Garden screaming, Banksy, you know, with 4 minutes to go in the third period. And I was thinking, man, if you ever played at Danbury, I don't know what would have happened. You'd have been a fan favorite to another level.
Listen, that was at the end of my career. I would have just took the cash and got out of town.
Yeah. So if anyone has yet to see that, it is it's worth your watch. It is absolutely tremendous. By the way, 21 all Liberty and Syracuse touchdown here gets you to cover town. So we'll see if they can get it done. All right, boys, let's get to the business at hand. All six entries for all four of us still alive. Derek went Packers across the board last week, so a little bit of sweat, but ultimately came home. Banksy went Broncos on the road, came home. I went Browns and Packers, 3-3. Big Balls went Browns, Bucks, and Packers. So we're on to this week. Derek, do the honors. Who do you got?
Well, I'm trying to keep certain things simple, and I'm trying to be strategic in my way, and I am I'm taking all six of my eligible plays. I'm going in all six again,
right?
And I'm taking the Denver Broncos here. So, yeah, I'll be able to write off the Broncos. You know, I blew the Rams week one, and I blew the Packers week two. So I'm trying to keep it simple here. You know, I'm going to jump in before you start talking about, like, Big Balls. Mm-hmm. Big Balls is actually taking a very unique strategy in a way. He is developing this spider web of difficulty. As you know from our group text, he took three teams last week. He's got two. And all of a sudden, Big Balls, by the time I think we get to about week six, week seven, he's going to be scratching the back of his head like, uh-oh, what do we got here?
Well, and thankfully, I keep this all on a Google Doc, and I just texted Big Balls. I said, you've got access. Just do it yourself. So Big Balls does it himself. Here comes Liberty inside the 20.
Here come the Rebels, too, baby.
They heard the criticism from Sean King. Banksy, you can use the Broncos this week. Who you got?
Tennessee, baby. Tennessee, all six.
Wow.
And you know what? It's funny. You guys are going... Big Balls is jumping all over the place. I can't even understand what he's doing.
Big Balls, by the way, just some clarity. He's got three Broncos. I think I might have texted Aaron incorrectly. Three Broncos, three Ravens. So three Ravens there.
Yeah, I don't think he has the sheet that Derek has in front of him right now. I don't think he has it. He's just making bets. I'll take three of this, two of that, three of those. I think he's at a bar right now ordering drinks. I guarantee Wibble's at a bar right now ordering drinks. I'm all Tennessee.
Division game.
Yeah, listen. Colts, do they have a quarterback? Oh, yeah, now he's playing. He had two sprained ankles last year. How do you get two sprained ankles? I don't know how that happens. I played football in high school. Sean, have you ever got two sprained ankles?
I have not.
At the same time?
I have not. It sounded strange to me as well.
Yeah, I was like, nice diagnosis by the doctor. But anyways, Tennessee all day. And again, I'll see you week four.
There we go. So Banksy, all Titans. Big Balls will do three Broncos, three Ravens. And I'm joining Derek on the Broncos train. I'm going to take the Broncos. I mapped it out preseason. Broncos look-ahead line, they were a 5.5-point favorite, and they are now today in this spot laying 10.5.
10.5. So, 10.5, right.
I mean, you got to take the Broncos this week.
Am I still in it?
You are not. You have been eliminated.
Yeah, you can sit right there and listen to what we got to say for Survivor and think what you could have done, but you didn't.
But he did bet Liberty, who just scored a touchdown.
What was that?
And Liberty, who was down 21-7, is now an extra point away from having the cover. No, they got a lot more football still to be played.
Hugh Freeze, baby.
Yeah. Hugh Freeze, by the way, 11 straight covers at Liberty.
No kid.
11 straight. They are 17-7 ATS since he's been taking over as the head coach there. Back. So we will see.
We're going to order a review?
This is a bad throw.
Okay. He slid it in the end zone.
He threw the ball behind him.
You know, Tim, on Survivor, the element of you taking the Broncos, I took the Broncos as well. The key thing was, by making that decision, what you're saying is week 14, we're not going to take the Broncos at home against the Lions. So that was the big sweat. You're going to take the Broncos at home this week, or are you going to try to save them for week 14? Because that's the other spot where you're going to take them, yeah, at home against the Lions. But what we're doing is Carolina falls into the same boat. If you would have taken Carolina last night, mm-hmm, that means you don't have the chance to take them. It's also a week 14 battle. Mm-hmm. So that's how I made my Bronco decision. I'd rather take Broncos this week, and I'm probably going to take Carolina in week 14. Carolina plays at home against Atlanta. So that was my trade-off on this thing. But you get to that point, all of a sudden you can start hedging out a little bit. And you know, there's less than 3,000 people left. Right. So all of a sudden your ticket value starts going up.
Well, I didn't think Carolina would be this good. So I took them week one. I thought it was the best spot possible. I took Carolina week one. Not all of my entries. So I still have a couple Carolinas left. I think I took... I took four on the Rams, two on the Panthers. I got a little scared.
So wait a second. You already took Carolina, and you're taking the Broncos here?
I have four entries that still have the Panthers available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do with the other two? What's your week 14 strategy? We got to talk week 14 strategy. We all talk about Christmas, Thanksgiving. What's the week 14 strategy?
Kansas City, home to the Raiders.
Oh,
I'm taking this segment out of the show next week.
a little too personal here.
Man, this brings up bad memories for me.
I mean, you guys, you just got refills. I mean, you want to just make it a full hour here? You got to get out of here. You got business to attend to. I mean, you do own this place, so I don't know. Banksy wants to stay.
They'll wait on you. Trust me. They'll wait on you.
It's Friday night, baby. We're at the nightcap. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. They want to stick around. I think the viewers want more, too. So, Derek Stevens, Banksy, going to hang around. We still need to get to Big Ball's guarantee of the week. And Banksy probably has a couple more sharp plays that he wants to let everyone know about. Stick around. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN.
This is the Nightcap on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined. That's according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. It is a Friday, so that's when I peer pressure Derek Stevens and Banksy to stay longer than they want. We are now bordering on an hour. I mean, this is how I got Sean to figure out that
it's
he wanted
so
to work here.
Persuasive.
I just said, hey, you gotta stick around a little bit longer.
Imagine how more effective you're going to be when you wear your tuxedo.
I know. In case you're just jumping in, Banksy has determined that since I lost head-to-head with him, I now have to go get a tuxedo and wear it on the show. It will be a Friday. I don't know if it'll be next Friday. I will make it happen. It will be a Friday.
My man.
So
whatever day you want.
Well, it's going to be a day you're here. I'm not going to just randomly be in a tux.
Well, of course it's going to be a day I'm here. Are you silly?
On the show, I mean. Of course. Yeah. So you have to. If anyone's got good tuxedo deals out there, that would be nice. Appreciated. Let me know. How about this, boys and girls? The UNLV Rebels, who were over at our friends at the South Point, 30-1 on the money line, are up 14-0 on Fresno State right now.
Uh-oh.
Wow. This game went off here at Circa, 30 in favor of Fresno, 30.5 in other spots in town. It's one of those spots that I'm kicking myself because it was a perfect letdown spot, but it was UNLV.
Right, it was.
And as Sean King has let me know, stop betting bad teams.
Right.
But good for UNLV. I hope they pull this out. That would be something. I can't imagine many people were taking the point. They were laying it off of Fresno State, win over UCLA. UNLV has looked, let's just be honest, pretty terrible. They've. What are you keeping your eye on? Live
well,
line?
Yeah, I'm looking over my shoulder here. When you're in the studio, you may not know, but when you're sitting in the studio here, if you look over like where I'm sitting, my right shoulder, I get the live line right here. And what I find interesting right now, UNLV up 14-0. Fresno State is still a 7-point favorite in the game, and you got to lay double juice -120. Pretty amazing. You're down 14-0.
Right.
You got to lay 7 and -120.
I like UNLV to win this. Pulled upset. The shocker.
Look at Banksy's reaction.
Fresno is still -400 on the money line right now. Down 14-0.
Yeah.
Man.
Pull out that app, Banks.
Mr. Sean King, who is a football guy. This is my football guy.
It is.
Played the game. Knows the game. Are you serious? That's all I can say is, are you serious?
I'm trying to become a local, so I'm rooting for it. The local.
I love it.
Look, the locals would be happy if they just covered the spread. So, I mean, as you guys know, Derek, probably more than all of us, if you're not performing well, the locals will turn on you and bet against you.
Oh, that's for sure. That's for sure.
But, I mean, I imagine, so this weekend, let's get to the Raiders game, because I think this is, I like the Dolphins. I took the 4 with the Dolphins. I thought this was an overreaction. I think Jacoby Brissett's is a solid quarterback. And it was a, you know, look-ahead line was a pick. Now it's 4, and the Raiders have been playing well. What do you expect action-wise? You think the local team will be hit hard?
I think, with the Raiders in the first two games, I think anybody that bet the Raiders last week had to be so excited about what happened. I mean, because
Sean was not excited about that performance.
I understand, but to go on the road, play, you know, on a short week and play early, I think no one expected the Raiders to do what they did. I mean, obviously you
Sean,
did it,
Sean did not either.
This was something. So I think we're going to see some Raiders money. It's interesting, from a town perspective, the number of fans coming in, Dolphin fans, is relatively low this weekend. Inversely, 2 weeks later, I don't think you're going to even find a Raiders jersey in town because it will be every Chicago Bear fan. I mean, the Bears are coming in to a level where you've got airlines, you know, obviously American, United have hubs in Chicago, but Allegiant's doing deals. They're adding like an extra 12 flights just to come here because the demand is so high.
I can tell you one thing. American does have red eyes on Friday, so that you can get to Chicago. I'll be flying Southwest. So you've got like local radio stations. Chicago stations are going to be set up all across Circa, aren't they?
Yeah, we got, out of Chicago, 670.
Yeah,
score.
I saw, I think their afternoon drive show. I saw them. They did it. They're doing a big promotion about that. So.
Yeah, ESPN Chicago's coming in. Yeah. So Wilbon, nice. Here's Sarah Spain.
Wow.
It's amazing. This Chicago thing to Vegas on October 10th is a little crazy.
By the way, Liberty and Syracuse tied up at 21. Franchise is back. More drinks.
Franchise, thank you.
All right. Banksy.
It's going to look bad.
Not only does Banksy, he likes Wisconsin, and that's, hey, I don't I wasn't a Notre Dame fan. I don't disagree. I hate this matchup. It's funny. I do a radio show in Wisconsin every morning, and this is the most bizarre game I've ever been like looking at, because Wisconsin fans think they're losing. Notre Dame fans think they're losing. There's no one is confident in this outside of Banksy.
On the money line. That's the play.
Offensive line so bad.
That's the play.
But Banksy, you got another play, and one that I like.
First of all, I can't hear. Did you hear what he just said? Notre Dame on the money line. Okay, and a story. This guy can't even win Survivor. Football guy. Anyways.
I didn't make it to week three.
Pick, yeah, you didn't make week three.
It's my credibility
Mississippi
shot.
Mississippi State. I think they're +2.5.
Yeah, +2.5.
Somewhere around there.
Yep.
+2.5. I'm not like you guys. I don't read all these stats and listen to all these people. Make my own thoughts, my own picks. On my own mind.
I just saw you getting texts about who to take. What are you talking about?
I'm just agreeing with a friend of mine. That's all. That's all my text says.
His name is Matt Medcalf.
And by the way, Sean King's out of Survivor.
Man, you're mean.
I feel like Kevin Hart.
No,
you guys are laughing at my pain.
He's coming after me.
You guys are laughing at my pain.
Right now, Circa, one of the few 2.5s out there in the market. A lot of 2s in town in favor of LSU. But, Sean, you and I have talked about this game. It's in one of my plays in our we're doing a hypothetical $1,000 bankroll every Friday. We're going to go head-to-head and see who comes out with the most money come Monday morning.
Ooh.
So
I'll be up about 60, 70 grand by the end of this season.
I hope so.
Yeah. This is easy.
Says the guy who laid it with Liberty and was cursing at them.
And you know what?
This
game has 24-21 Liberty win written all over it.
And that would be a loser for
yes,
you.
Yes, that's not good.
Well, you never know. We'll see what they see if they can score a touchdown.
It's not good.
Mr. Stevens.
I'd like to bring up another topic.
Please
do. Not on the notes, but I do want to make a point. And this is really a shout-out to Aaron in the back room over here.
Circa Trout
are now 2-0.
Okay. Woo!
Circus Sports Trout 2-0.
So remind the folks, Derek, this league that you are in.
Yes, yeah, you ultimate professional fantasy football, and it's got some big money guys behind it. We're having a little bit of fun with it.
Nice.
Circus Sports Trout are now 2-0, and we're looking forward to this. Now the prize pool, which is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up and down
because
it's crypto-based.
Okay.
So at this point, it's like $210,000 prize pool, but the way the crypto's been moving, we could see this. I'm hoping
Willis just fumbled. Sean's
I saw it.
Ooh,
I saw it. Your
I'm
number one
this
pick
is
in the
$1 million prize pool, not before we get to the end of the year.
You think it could get to $1 million?
Well, I mean, I'm not a crypto. I'm really not a crypto guy. I have Bitcoin ATMs. I got other things for the business, but I'm not a crypto guy.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, there's a lot of crypto guys here. I don't know that Chris Carter's a crypto guy, but he bought in. And yeah. I don't know Terry Crawford and on the rest of them, but we're excited about this. So anyway, Circus Sports Trout.
All right.
Are now 2-0.
Props to the team. All right. Before we get out of here, Big Balls guarantee of the week. He's going with a road team, laying it with the Seahawks -1.5 at the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know about that, but that's the Big Balls guarantee of the week. He had Dallas last week. Oh, by the way, we're working hard to get that pick of the week sponsored. We're working hard. We're working on it.
Good. We
I think that's where he's on assignment trying to sell the Big Balls pick of the week. And before we get out of here, Sparty, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah, that's easy cover. -5. That's easy. Yeah. Our plan is to play some of our freshmen in the fourth quarter.
Ah, there we go.
You're saying we now.
We. Fighting Mel Tuckers.
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Wisconsin -6, Mississippi State +2.5. Got a favorite play of the weekend?
I absolutely do.
What is it?
Got I like the San seconds. Francisco 49ers.
Ooh. 49ers.
Offensive line, defensive line mismatch this weekend. I like the 49ers.
Niners -3, Sunday Night Football. Derek Stevens, Banksy, they're the best. It's the Nightcap here on VSiN.